Enrolled members of Alaska's largest tribal government are getting enhanced photo IDs. They can be used for border crossings and some other situations where official identification is necessary. But as Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports, many other tribes can't afford them.
The Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska counts more than 30,000 members in and outside the state. It's issued photo ID cards for more than a dozen years, but President Richard Peterson says the enhanced ones are more secure.
These new IDs can't really be replicated, so they have like a hologram, kind of like the state ID has done. Like TSA prefers having the enhanced cards.
The IDs have been required for several years by the Department of Homeland Security's Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative.
Unfortunately, not a lot of tribes have been able to do it because it's quite costly.
Jacqueline Peta is executive director of the National Congress of American Indians, the largest such organization in the country. She's also a Central Council vice president.
It's kind of like one of those unfunded mandates from the government. So unless they're able to get other resources, some tribes have been able to get some grant money, but most tribes have had to fund it themselves.
PETA says enhanced IDs are particularly necessary for tribal governments near Mexico and Canada.
So many tribes are border tribes, and, you know, our culture doesn't stop because the border lines were drawn.
The Central Council says the new IDs' security enhancements will help protect personal data and reduce the risk of counterfeiting. Council members can apply for the new cards through the organization's website. Peterson says they can mail in a photo or catch up with council officials as they travel the region.
We try to get to our largest population bases for sure and get those done, and then we do community visits.
The new Central Council ID cards are good for 5 years, after which they must be replaced. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Ed Schoenfeld.